Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the first week of Advent, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a Dominican nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Wait a Bit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus went on from his own village, two men who were blind followed him, crying loudly, Have mercy on us, Son of David! Son of David, have mercy on us. When Jesus entered the house, the men who were blind came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes and said, According to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, See that no one knows of this. But they went away and spread the news about him throughout the whole district. The Gospel of the Lord. We have seen Jesus in chapter 8 of Matthew's Gospel. He cures a leper and tells him, Mind that you do not tell anyone. He cures the centurion's servant. He cures Peter's mother-in-law. He banishes evil spirits. And ever so kindly, as he traveled through the towns and villages, he cured all who were sick, and on. For example, just before Jesus encounters the two blind men, he had raised to life the daughter of an official of the synagogue. And Matthew writes, The news spread all around the countryside. At that point, he has said no word about silence, at least no word that we know of. In today's reading, we see Jesus. He's now accompanied by 12 disciples, and he's on the move, going from place to place and preaching. If you remember, at the wedding feast in Cana, his mother had started him off with a gentle nudge, and that was his first miracle when he, if you remember, he provided superb wine for the celebration. He's becoming known, and he's noticed. Now he's shouted down by the two blind men, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Do you believe I can do this? He asks. And when they say yes, he does it. He touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened. Then he warns them, and Matthew tells us sternly, See that no one knows of this. Now, guess what? The two once blind men are spreading the news about him throughout the district. I think you know that they're so happy that they can't keep quiet. They just can't. Yes, he's in a pickle. He's filled with love and pity for the people, but he doesn't want a full-blown contest with the authorities. Jesus loves life, and he loves what he's doing, and he sees where it's heading. It's heading into confrontation with the powers that be, and he'd rather not get into that. Here he is, this young wonder man, who it seems cannot resist doing good. So he hears the cries of these blind men and he responds, not without warning them sternly to keep it quiet. Jesus is no fool. He surely knows they won't be able to keep it quiet, but he hopes for the best. And the best at that point would be to continue doing good, speaking the truth, pitying the people, keeping it quiet, keeping away from the big bosses. Can we say that Jesus is a bit ambivalent about his mission? Wanting it two ways, doing astonishing things and wanting to hide them? Yes, maybe we can say that. So, dear friends, if you are sometimes ambivalent, that of course means seeing it two ways or going two ways. If you're sometimes ambivalent about something in your life, go to Jesus. He's been there before you. God bless you. Amen.